Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hello ladies, on this marvelous Sunday, and of course, y'all know this is our fire element, our element of purging, and our element of protection, and I wanted to offer something because I have a little bit of time to do it, especially right after, Burning Man, right, Mayboom, but going into the harvest season, I am busy more than ever because that is, of course, the season for quote-unquote pre-harvest, which makes it a sacrificial season, period. It makes it a season of a lot of us getting, weeping what we've sown, being called into accountability more, sometimes getting some of the stuff back that we've put out and we didn't, deal with. So I'm busy more of that time because people are getting ready for this last quarter. They're getting ready for, of course, the new year. They want to make sure that they close out any negative energy ties, negative vows, anything that they promised themselves that they were going to do and didn't do. It's just a whole bunch of stuff because they don't want to carry it. And this year is being, oh, my gosh, it's proven a whole of a hell of a lot more chaotic than some of the other years that I've had. And that's why I want to have a talk about this right quick, because there's a lot going on, and there's always a lot going on. And that's why I tell you all to stay out of it. Stay out of the sacrifice seat as much as you can, because you got to work on getting your own ish together. You got to work on getting yourself out of the sacrifice seat that your parents and your ancestors and some of the choices you made put you in. So you don't have time to be sister soldiering on the front lines when you got to clear a lot of the clutter around you, around your lover, your spouse, and especially around your children and around your house. You don't have time for it. And I'm going to keep saying it over and over and over. But I'm getting more and more and more cases that are past the level of protection, more in the level of warfare, attack, and reaping. And I want to do this for some of you all that are dealing with it, because I know you don't understand. And I was talking to a sister today about how sometimes I'm frustrated with, of course, the level of ignorance out here and how I expect, certain people to do certain things. If you're claiming spiritual teacher or healer or shamanist or witch, then I'm believing what you say. So I'm thinking that this is what you are. You live this lifestyle. It's nothing that you're in and out of. If you're repping dark goddess, that's what you live. It's not something that you say, because that's not what I do. And again, that's my own projection. I got to, put to the side. But I just take people at what their word is, if that's what they say they are. I mean, I don't have any reason to not believe them. But I'm noticing more and more and more that the level of teaching of the craft is so off, even with all these books that a lot of you all run out and buy and thinking you're going to read it and do and be fine. There's so much missing. There's so much missing. And you're not going to get it unless somebody tells you. That's why you got to talk to somebody. Oral tradition is what it is. And it's always been. So because there's just a whole lot of misunderstanding about time, about seasons, about the nature of energy, period. Now, my mentees, y'all know we eventually, depending on what we're in mentorship for, y'all know we eventually get to that point. I gotta build you up. You can't just jump into energy principles. That doesn't work. You're gonna mess up a whole bunch of hell, and hell's gonna hit your house, and that's not what you want. So, because of that, because we're ignorant of energetic principles, what I call creatrix codes, that's what I call them. They're codes of the manifestor, that we don't understand that it's manifestation or what's going on with you and your life and a life force manifestor that you already have is bigger than just frequency. It's bigger than that. I told a group of girls the other day, it's bigger than frequency. That's a part of it, but it's bigger than that. What you got to kick into is formula. You got to find the middle ground between many of these creator codes, but especially frequency and formula. You got to bridge the gap. And when you don't know it, you don't know what formula you're living off of. You don't know what formula parents have given you, whether they're deceased or whether they're living, and you don't know your own vibes, then, you know, you make choices that you normally would not make. Your elements are completely off, and a lot of stuff that you think is right is 100% wrong. You do a lot of emotional, moral-based projection, and that is not going to do nothing but set you up for the damn sacrifice. So it's a whole lot going on, and I'm going to take some time to have some consultations with some of you all about protection and how to set up yourself to be more protected than you are. Some of this stuff, you know, you kind of sat with for a very long time. You need more than just protection, honey. You need some other stuff, and we'll talk about that in the consultation. But nevertheless, you have to have protective measures. You always have to, especially as a black woman, because you are already without a covering. You're already in the covering you got. I don't care, ladies. They could be our daddies, uncles, brothers, whatever. We all know that the black male covering is only as powerful as the white male covering that allows him to have any form of existence. Let's just tell the damn truth. They're killing your kids on the damn street and getting away with it, shooting them, you know, your men and your lovers and stuff, in broad daylight and getting away with it. So let's not play the game about how protective you are as a black woman because you're married to a black man. That protection you got is still worth a crap. Let's just tell the damn truth. So it's up to you. It's up to you as the goddess, as the dark goddess, as the healer, as the shaman. It's up to you as the one that is the priestess of your house. The queen of your house, it's up to you to, in any type of way, you know, make sure the parameter is defended, honey. Make sure you got some stuff down. Whether it is physical and you are locked and loaded, I recommend all of you all to be locked and damn loaded, honey. I am. Your ass better learn how to be too. But whether you're taking care of it in the physical or whether you're taking care of it on this side, the side of energy, the side of spiritual, behind the veil, whatever y'all call it, going to the void, you got to have both sides covered. There's no going around it. If the physical is not covered, you're going to have a problem. If that spiritual, if that side is not covered, you damn sure going to have a problem because that is a side that's relegating and ruling what you see in the physical. The physical is just slowed down matter. It doesn't have as much power as you give it. When you start getting into creatrix code, you're going to see that you move this thing and that you can move it and black women can move it. When black women get really tired of their men being killed and shot down like dogs, she's going to change. She's waiting for the man to change, but the power of the sacrifice king is not in his hand. It's in the queen that gave him the king position. It's not in his hand. That's why he has no power to move it. So, and it's going to stay like that. But anyway, you got to set up the protection. You got to protect yourself. You got to protect your house. You got to protect your progeny. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all sending y'all kids to school unprotected or with a damn lucky rabbit's foot or thinking because you affirmed or chanted two repetitions of 108, honey, that ain't enough. That ain't nowhere near enough. I know women witches, honey, that got serpents bound to their kids, that got all types of stuff bound to their children so that nothing will happen to them, that someone else will take the hit in the fall, but their kids will always get off. You got to get deeper into what you're thinking. You're sending your child out there into this world of vultures and calling it protection. You got to think deeper than that, honey. A candle spell to St. John is not going to get that. You know how many other folks calling on that same saint? Anyway, you got to get serious about it, ladies. And it's your house. I mean, you're going to keep it protected or you're not. It's up to you. If anything befalls it, it's on you and on whoever that other opposing energy is you got in your house that's going opposite you. Honey, You everybody don't need to know, even the men in your life. They don't need to know what you're into. They don't need to know what you're doing all the time. Venus relegates love, relationships, and home. The head of, there's no such thing as a male head of house. There's no such thing. You're out of order just by doing that, period. The planet Venus that rules love, relationships, and home life is a feminine planet. It has nothing to do with the male headship. It's up to you. And as long as you keep, I don't care what you do, but as long as you keep giving him the head and thinking that he's supposed to be the sole protector, your house is unprotected. Because the masculine don't rule the house of Venus. You do. So you can give him that title all you want, but you better know what position you stand in. Damn the title. You better know the position you stand in. And some of us are completely out. Our homes are just done. If you really want to get into intense home protection, take my home blessing course. That is an intense course on setting your whole house up from top to bottom. But when we have our call and consultation, I can tell you some other stuff that you need to do. But eventually, it just depends. You know, everybody's house isn't, you know, got portals or spirits or haunted and stuff like that. So you may not need that intensive stuff. You just may need what I tell you to do for your house in the consultation. But at the same time, you need to protect your sexuality. You out here sleeping with various men. You know, to me, that don't damn matter. That's your vagina. You sleep with what you want to. But the whores have known for ancient times that there are certain things that you can put on yourself and certain things that you can do to counter the power of that man's sexual essence, especially if it's somebody that you just like getting having sex with but you really don't want a strong relationship with. There's things, ladies, there's things you need to protect yourself sexually, and you need to protect your heart, especially if you are in pre-relationships or in the dating phase, or you want to get stronger with the mate that you have, but you don't know if he can carry you to that next level of divine, quote-unquote, Eros love base that you want. You're tired of dealing with the lower forms of love. You need to still protect your heart. A lot of times, ladies, when people come to me, it is because they have left their sexuality, their womb, their heart, their progeny, and their property unprotected. All right, so I have some time to do some consultations. It'll be an hour consultation, and I'll give you some things that you need to do based on your specific circumstance, because it's different for different people. When you have a lot of various intelligences in your house, it's different. Case in point, you're a Libra, your husband a Sag, honey. That energy is completely different. You gotta rule and regulate your house differently. It's not no one universal thing you're going to just read in a book and get. That doesn't exist. Your house is different. The children you have in your house, they represent different signs. Protecting all of them is different. There's no such thing as one universal way to protect all various intellects. That doesn't exist. That's why I say sometimes I don't know about what y'all are reading or what y'all are up under or what y'all have listened to, but it's a lot of error out here. It's a lot of error, and I just want to caution you ladies that life is serious. Life force is serious, and if you are in any type of way the guardian of a life force, not just yours, could even be career, you need to make sure that it is protected. All right, I put the link in the description box, and we'll go from there. Talk to you soon.